next coach on this teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 19-7 overall and 9-4 in the Big Ten. Michigan plays Ohio State this week. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll start with some opening comments, then we'll open the call up for questions.
I feel very fortunate to be talking to everybody after a 2-0 week. That was a game at Nebraska that was we really were pleased with the way we played in the second half. And then a win over Illinois last night with another packed house was another good step in the right direction. So we have a week here before we play Ohio, and we have a lot of things that we have to get better at in preparation for them, because they're a tremendous team.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll open the call up for questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, you had 4 players score double digits in your game against Illinois. Could you just talk a little bit about what that kind of depth can do for you as a team, not just necessarily needing to rely on one scorer all the time?
That is probably a key to our success so far, is that we have not had to rely on one or two guys to do it every day, and if they didn't have a good game, we had no chance. That would have made us more like a 500 team right now. So it's good, and we're just waiting, and it probably came as close to it as we have in a while against Illinois, that everybody had a very solid game. We all shot it well. We defended well. Obviously areas of improvement, but to have that type of play and bench play, which it has been good at times. If it's good, we usually have a good chance of winning.
Your first question comes on the line of Nick Margarney with NArbor.com.
Hey, Coach, I know a couple weeks ago you said that you weren't doing any standings watching, but here you are now, you know, 4 or 5 games left, whatever it is, and the big one against Ohio State. You guys are a game back of Ohio State, Michigan State. Are you guys talking about that at all now, or is it still?
Well, we will address it this week. As I said yesterday, and I don't know if I said in the press conference, Nick, but you know, this week is a little different. That we'll spend the next 2 days, 3 days, really, being a better Michigan team, and then get right. You know, as far as a prep for our next game, worry more about that on Thursday and Friday. But during that time, when we're talking all the time about, you know, being champions, and you know, our thing is very similar to what Bo talked about. We're trying to be champions in the Big Ten, but we're trying to be champions at life. And so when we talk about that all the time, it's not just about life, and it's not just about the Big Ten. We're trying to do both. And as a result, now you're getting to play, and they know the standings. And you just do the math, and you see right away when you have a great opportunity here against a great team.
I was going to say, do the guys need – I mean, I doubt they need reminding at this point that, you know, a championship is realistically still alive for you guys at this point.
I think with some of our young men, maybe it's good news. They don't read the newspaper. They don't look at the standings very often. We may need to – they know we're in it. Maybe they don't know it's how close it is and how it can change so quickly with a few wins here and there.
Thanks, Coach.
Question comes from the line of Aaron Brenner with Quad City Times.
Hey, Coach, I'll ask you something similar, only going the other direction. There's a big pack of teams that's bunched up between 5 and 10, and obviously
yeah.
You and Wisconsin have a little bit of a cushion. How important is it this year to have that bye if you're able to land in the top 4 of the Big Ten tournament?
You know, I think the bye only makes a difference when you get as far as winning the championship. I mean, then you may be a little bit fresher. Not a lot fresher, because you're not used to playing back-to-back. But the bye the first day has probably no bearing on game number 1 or 2. I personal belief, I think the probably only had the 2 byes. Maybe 3 or 4 times had a bye between Richmond, West Virginia, and here. I don't think it was any easier or of a game because we had a bye and they had just played. Sometimes it's a disadvantage. So I think it's more about being in position to get in the NCAA tournament by being at the top of one of these leagues, a BCS league, than it is trying to get a bye.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Next question comes from the line of Bob Bishop, Columbus Dispatch.
John?
Yes, sir.
It's Bob back.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Bob.
I had a question from you watching Kraft going into the last game and preparing for this one. As far as him having to do more for Ohio State this year without Lighty and Diebler in the lineup, he seems to shoot only when he has to. He may even be shooting a little less than he did a year ago. But do you see him having a lot more responsibility than he did a year ago?
Well, all I know is that in the one game that we've played in the film that I've watched, he is a tremendous part of their success, and there's not, you don't find a lot of young players. He plays like a senior. He's been doing it now for 2 years. That prioritizes winning, prioritizes defense, and prioritizes making the next pass. I mean, it's like a senior. It's like what we get from Novak and Douglas every day. We think they're really special defenders because not great with great size or length or speed. They feel the game before the opponent does, and Kraft is a specialist at that. So that's what I see. It's not about how many shots he takes or whatever. It's just that he really has an attitude, a winning attitude that really has really helped that team so much over the last 2 years.
Thanks.
Again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Dave Dye with Fox Sports Detroit.
John, you've picked up on the Brady Hoke thing of calling Ohio State Ohio now. Why are you doing that? What's the message?
I don't think there's any message. I think that Brady is called him Ohio, and so for uniformity, we had no meeting. We had nothing. It's, you know, Brady's called him Ohio, and I said that sounds like let's have some uniformity here.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes on the line of Rod Baird with Detroit News.
How do you feel about the status of the program and kind of implementing your principles? You're guaranteed at least 500 in the conference this year and kind of moving up in the standings of where you are from year to year. How do you feel about that continuity you have?
Well, I like it. I love the idea that, everyone at Michigan has given me this opportunity to coach here and to let everybody just sort of grow with, you know, our goals of having a team that is well-rounded, a team that, you know, they're good student athletes and they're striving every day to be at the top of the Big Ten. So it feels good, but with 5 games left and then the tournament and hopefully postseason, that we still have a lot of things before I could summarize how I feel just yet.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Your next question comes from the line of Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press.
John, back to what Nick was asking about. Do you remember the last time you had a team that was in the hunt for a conference title and kind of how you approached that, and would you do things any differently?
I guess it would be at West Virginia. I think my fourth year there, I know we finished third in the league, so we must have been in the hunt somewhat. You just continue to, you know, yet you have to embrace those opportunities where you have chances to get to postseason play, and you have some type of control, probably never enough, of your own destiny. Just by it's right there in front of you, you can still win. You know, I still think where a tourney championship is wonderful, winning a regular season Big Ten championship is very unique. It hasn't happened here in a long time. And, you know, that's what we would love our guys to believe, they can be special. and do something like that. So that's, you sort of strive for that, knowing if you don't get there, it's not the end of the world. But if you don't strive, if you don't, you know, you've heard me say before, Mark, to dream big but focus small. Well, that's the dream, but we still got to keep focusing on the day-to-day task of being a better team.
Very good. Thank you.
We have time for one more question.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
All right, Coach, looks like we're all set this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, bye.